بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the ashar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Sue Taiba Chale Jab Nabi Ke Qadam.
Meri qismat ka hai ye tawaf e haram, meri qismat ka hai ye tawaf e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jis se chup ke the kursi laye anbiya, jis se chup ke the kursi laye anbiya, mere seena ko haasil hai wo multazam, mere seena ko haasil hai wo multazam, moojiza hai ke aalat pe malake, moojiza hai ke aalat pe malake, us duniya mein hai kaadae muhtaram, us duniya mein hai kaadae muhtaram, meri qismat ka hai ye tawaf e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, aur ban wala gar apna ye mukhtasar, aur ban wala gar apna ye mukhtasar, sahna hota ke sab ko tawaf e haram, sahna hota ke sab ko tawaf e haram, warna malik agar ghar bana tabara, warna malik agar ghar bana tabara, taaki mashriqi ki sab zairan e haram, taaki mashriqi ki sab zairan e haram, meri qismat ka hai ye tawaf e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, apne kaaba ka peera kiya mukhtasar, apne kaaba ka peera kiya mukhtasar, sahibi beta ki hai shaan-e karam, sahibi beta ki hai shaan-e karam, wo haram ke pahaaron pe فبذله جحرا كطهارة فبذله في مجرد وسطاط سبان حرم في مجرد وسطاط سبان حرم من قسامتك هايطا في حرم جزمي برجلت نبيك قدم وللمحاجد نخات مبيته وللمحاجد نخات مبيته يا مريم يا كالتباه حرم يا مريم يا كالتباه حرم ربك عباس بي أولك عباس بي ربك عباس بي ولك عباس بي دونك رديت همك جبال حرم دونك رديت همك جبال حرم من قسامتك هايطا في حرم جزمي برجليك نبيك قدم انتهار بحفظ توحيدك انتهار بذي حفظ توحيدك ربط جانب فيه انتظام حرم ربط جانب فيه انتظام حرم يا بهجانتك إكرا في تكوينه يا بهجانتك إكرا في تكوينه والنار عذابها تجار حرم والنار عذابها جار حرم من قسامتك هايطا في حرم جزمي برجليت نبيك قدم كالقلب يشك تكره تياها قلب عاشك دو تكره تياها دم المال حرم رضا محترم دم المال حرم رضا محترم جاك طيبة مدي سبت قنب التجار جاك طيبة مدي سبت قنب التجار أرمك كمي هاجة في داي حرم أرمك كمي هاجة في داي حرم میری قسمت کہاں تو حرم جس زمین پر چلے تو نبی کے قدم بت وطن کے بھی حجارت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی حجارت سے سب گر گئے سوئے پہ بچنے جب نبی کے قدم سوئے بچنے جب نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اخاتن کی حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اخاتن کی حاضری ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کا ہے تو فی حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد. This poem was written in Makkah Mukarramah in the year 1414 Hijri. The Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions in great detail about the Haram Sharif, where our minds automatically and our hearts should be going now, should be thinking about these places. Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when the moon of Shawwal is sighted, the moon of Eid, then most people's mind goes towards the preparation of Eid and enjoyment of Eid. But my heart immediately goes towards Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, where the lovers and the ashiqs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are gathered. So all of us should check our iman, and how much of our connection do we have with Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara? How much do we even think about it in these days? And especially this year with the halat and condition, how much dua are we making that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes these conditions, so that all the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wafdullah, the delegations of Allah ta'ala from all the parts of the world can go. Because when they go to Makkah Mukarramah and come back, they bring all the barakat and the blessings of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. And unfortunately this year we are deprived of it. So Hazrat says here that Mary Kismat Kaha ye tawaf haram, where is my good fortune to make tawaf of Baytullah? Tis zameen par chalete nabi ke kadam, on that land upon which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself walked and he made tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Is one narration, ma min nabiin illa wa hajjal bayt. There is no nabi except that he made of hajj of Baytullah. He visited the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, every one of them made hajj and they went to Baytullah. So it's not only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps, but all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam came there. So all the barakat and the blessings are definitely in that place. So imagine where am I that I am given this great fortune to actually make the waf of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really this is a great gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to a person. Jiste chupke te kal sina ya anbiya, mere sine ko hasil hai wo multazam. Yesterday the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their chest was holding firmly onto the multazam. And today I am standing there exactly where their bodies were. I am putting my body on that place. What a great honor Allah ta'ala has given me. I am such a sinful person, I am not worthy in the least, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me to such a place. Let me put my body where the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their bodies were placed. From here also we learn that wherever these pious people are, and these goodness, pious people, pious amal, those places, there is a lot of rahmat and mercy of Allah ta'ala coming to those places. We should always try to go to those places, like Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and those places where evil is taking place. The person must stay away from that, because that also the evil of that place is definitely there, it remains in that place. It affects a person's iman, it affects a person's his character, because of that evil of that place. So if we are forced to go to certain places, like example where evil is taking place, like the shopping centers, etc., as quickly as possible, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come out as quickly as possible. Because definitely every environment has an effect. So we are going to these beautiful environments, it will have a good effect upon a person. And the parts with Anbiya alayhi salam touched,
how Mubarak and blessed is that. معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانت ہے وقت دنیا میں ہے کعب محترم. حضرت says it's a really a miracle that in that time there was no all instruments to measure, but the Kaaba Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placed exactly in the middle dead center of the earth. And in the old maps, not the maps nowadays we have, but in the old maps they actually show Kaaba Sharif is right in the center of the earth. And from that, as we learn in certain riwayat narrations, Qaratiyah rahmatullah has mentioned that the first was the whole world was covered with water, and then eventually one portion of the earth came out, and that's exactly where the Kaaba Sharif is there. And from there, all the land started spreading out. So that's exactly how it was. And Allah Ta'ala had made the Kaaba right the middle, the center of the earth, because all the barakat and blessings spread out from there. So our heart is to be connected to there. Similarly, when you are performing salah, you face direction of Kaaba. Ulama say when you make the takbir, Allahu Akbar, the barakat of Kaaba Sharif is spreading throughout the world. And it's coming from Kaaba Sharif to every masjid. And from the masjid, we take it to our homes and to other places. So to get the barakat and blessings of Kaaba Sharif, we need to come to the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will get the barakat, we will get the spirituality. If we deprive ourselves of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are depriving ourselves of connection to Kaaba Sharif and then all the barakat and blessings which are coming down there. So this is what a miracle it is. There was no instruments, but Allah Ta'ala has placed the Kaaba Sharif right in the middle. And then another thing is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his house so small, so it becomes easy for a person to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. 7 times to make is very simple, and if there is no crowd, sometimes in 10 minutes or so a person can easily make 7 rounds around the Kaaba Sharif. And Hazrat says normally when a person, you got a king or a big person, he makes a very big house. He doesn't make small, he wants to show his shan, his greatness, so he makes a big house. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make a house according to his greatness, not obviously Allah is the greatest and Allah is free from body, but if Allah had to make a big house, for example the whole size of Azadwal, for example, that was the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all khaki his girti sab zairan haram, all those who went to visit the Haram Sharif, they're making tawaf. Now the first round, even you're not finished, you're falling down flat, person is falling unconscious, he can't make tawaf. Such a big house if Allah Ta'ala had to make. So what the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made it so small, and all the barakat and blessings are found there. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at our whole shariat, every portion of our deen, Allah has made things easy for us, Allah has made things simple for us. Every part of deen is very very simple, and there is no difficulty in our deen. There is no big things. A person living in a village also, he can practice upon deen. Simple. Wuzu is so simple. Tayammum is so simple. Namaz is so simple. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made it very easy. Hazrat Anwar rahmatullah said, there was one person, one day he went to one Hakim sahab. So he told the Hakim, Hazrat, I need a medication. So Hazrat gave him, the Hakim gave him a medication. Take this. So he looked at the first thing, he said, we don't have this in our area. Because if it's something very simple, he said, we don't have it. So he said, okay, replace it with this. He said, we don't have this also. Just 5-6 things that Hakim mentioned to him. He said, you Hakim, you have got very difficult medication. So Hazrat said, no, the medication was very simple. It's supposed to be things which are very basic in every place. But because your environment doesn't have it, so it became difficult. So now you feel that Hakims are very difficult. So deen is very simple. And if everyone is practicing upon deen, they will find it very, very simple. But unfortunately, we have changed our environment. So now people find deen difficult. Otherwise, deen in itself is a very, very simple, very practical, and something which every person can practice upon. Most amount of haya and shame in our deen, and according to the nature of man. But today, unfortunately, our nature has changed. That is why we are going towards other tariqas, other ways. Allah give us true understanding. Hazrat says, Apne Kaaba ka fira kya mukhtasar, fira kya mukhtasar. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his house in such a way. This is the shan-e-karam, the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of the house, that he has made it so simple for us. Then Hazrat says another important point, ko haram ke paharo pe sabza nahi hai magar dosto paas bane haram. Even though around the Kaaba Sharif there isn't all greenery and vegetation, but my friends, that these big mountains around the Kaaba Sharif, they are the protectors of the Haram Sharif, they are protecting the Haram, and they are the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, haji darakhto mein baithe huye kemre mein liya karte hai baaz haram. The hajis would go now if it was a very beautiful place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made vegetation and plantations there, people wouldn't be sitting in the Haram Sharif. They would be going to the gardens. Let's go and sit in the gardens of Makkah Mukarram. We'll enjoy ourselves. We can now have a picnic here. We'll have all of these things. As the Shaykh rahmatullah, many years ago, he wrote about 50 years ago, he said, unfortunately now, the enemies have made such effort. They have brought all our shopping centers and they have brought all of these things. That he wrote 50 years ago. And Unfortunately, many people are not going to the haram itself, but they are going to all of these places. But he said that those people who are still firm and understand the barakat and blessings they will get in the haram, they themselves, alhamdulillah, they continue. But the enemies have made such an effort. So if we have to go to these places also, Allah give us tawfiq, we don't waste our time in other places. The main object of going is to the Haram Sharif, Makkah, the Kaaba Sharif, to make the waf of Baytullah, etc. And in Medina Munawwara, to be in the proximity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I say, they will take the cameras and they will be going there. And today, unfortunately, we have our cameras in our phone, in our phones. And people are going in the Haram. Gunai, Kabira, major sins. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to destroy photography, pictures, right, looking at Rosa and Mubarak in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're taking a selfie of themselves. That I'm standing here in front of Rosa and Mubarak. This is the highest level of disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama say that if disrespect is shown right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُونَ You must fear for your iman. A person can lose his iman because of bi'adabi and disrespect without even knowing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also the cell phone, also the sickness of pictures. It's such an open guna. People are just, nobody has a fikr and concern. Yes, everyone is taking photos. No one even has a feeling anymore, I'm doing a sin. It has become like something legalized, halal. Taking it, no fear within a person. Actions of ibadat, qurbani. And a person is taking a selfie and sending it out. Whereas you know actions of ibadat are supposed to be hidden. It's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person is sending out his actions of qurbani. So where does ikhlas remain? Where does sincerity remain? The ruh is taken out from there. Allah give us true understanding. Then Hazrat says, Rabbi Kaaba sebi or Kaaba sebi. Dur kar dete hum ko jibar haram. If the haram was so beautiful, then these things would have kept us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the Kaaba also. We should be turning towards all other things, turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says another important point here, that in these mountains is the protection of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has made this amazing system, that we are protected, Tawheed is protected. How is it? That this is also one secret which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made of Hijrat. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away from Makkah Mukarrama and taken to Medina Munawwara. Otherwise, the Rosa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been in Makkah Mukarrama also, if he stayed in Makkah Mukarrama. Now, the Qalbi Ashik, the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he went there, he'd be confused now. Must I make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif or must I go and visit Rosa and Mubarak? I'm in a dilemma now. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it 500-600 kilometers away. So, when you come to Makkah Mukarrama, you sit there and you make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're making tawaf. The takbir is recited, the greatness of Allah, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you go to Madinah Munawwara, a person can spend time now, durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. So what an amazing system Allah ta'ala made, that Allah ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away, so our hearts are not torn. And Kaaba Sharif now is the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that here is la ilaha illallah only. That is why, so a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama, the takbir, we wear our ihram, and all the time the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found in Makkah Mukarrama. And then Hazrat says, after leaving Makkah Mukarrama, Ja ke teba me de sabz gumbad pe ja. Then now we can go to Medina Munawwara and give our lives to the Rauza e Mubarak. Or Makkah me ho ja fidaya haram. And when we go to Makkah Mukarrama, we can sacrifice our lives for the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. But watan ke bhi hijrat te gir gaye, suye teba chale jab nabi ke qadam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina Munawwara, then the love of any homeland, the home of a person, it also fell from the heart of people. That the people of Makkah Mukarrama love Makkah Mukarrama, the greatest city on the surface of the earth. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving Makkah Mukarrama, he said, "You are the most beloved land on the surface of the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't for my people, I would never have left you." But he left, and those Sahaba were to break their hearts and to leave Makkah Mukarrama was a very difficult thing. But they left. And they left it in such a way that they actually felt it a bad omen to come and pass away in Medina, in Makkah Mukarrama after the day. They said he was an unfortunate person, he passed away in Makkah Mukarrama. Because we gave away from Allah's pleasure, we gave something, we don't want it back after the day. So they went away to Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat says here that it destroyed this. And ulama say one of the wisdoms of Hajj also is, when a person goes for Hajj, he leaves his house. So it breaks the love of the house. The person is prepared to sacrifice in those times, 6 months, 4 months, people used to go for Hajj. It removes the love of a person's house. And today's time, Masjidullah, people go in Jamaat, etc. They also, the love of their houses comes out of the heart of a person. And then finally, Hazrat says, Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye haziri, ek na ahal par hai khuda ka karam. That my coming to your house, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person who is not worthy in the least. But in every aspect, we are not worthy at all. That's why we must always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, we want the highest, But Allah, we are not worthy of it. بغير استحقاق بغير أهليتك. Without us being worthy in the least, but Allah bestow us your favors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love of Kaaba Sharif. One dua to read in the days of Hajj. Allahumma qfir lil Hajj wa liman istaghfar lahu al Hajj. Allah forgive all the Hajjis they ask to those who are going for Hajj. Wa liman istaghfar lahu al Hajj. Inshallah, by reading this dua, we will also get some of the rewards of those people who are going for Hajj. Allah give us the tawfiq to make it.
Mufti Yusuf, mashallah, is the Imam of Masjid-e-Hilal in Durban, the Tablighi Markaz Masjid-e-Hilal. And mashallah, he's got his the Hifz classes and lot of deen's work. Allah Ta'ala is taking from him. May Allah accept, increase it, give us steadfastness, and keep us all firmly on the path of our pious elders and righteous people, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد As we hear about the days of Hajj and we learn from Hazrat Wala what it is to love the Kaaba Sharif, Roza Mubarak and whatever khidmat of deen we are trying to do also the strength we are getting from Hazrat Wala certainly we do on our own accord it is their himmat, their courage our satis that are making dua for us and this strength we are doing the work Allah Ta'ala preserve our Hazrat for a long period of time the khidmat of deen inshallah Hazrat explains to us also that Allah Ta'ala has kept in the heart a camera also. That camera we understand during Salah, how that camera operates and how it tools the world in four rakat Salah. Where and where the heart doesn't go to. Hazrat says so beautifully when the heart of the camera is touring at that time, it is stopped at Medina Munawara. It is stopped at Kaaba Sharif. It is recorded over there. Then it is moved from there now. Especially during the days of Hajj, that through the fat of Zulhijjah already, alhamdulillah, our hearts should be walking the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That today where my Nabi was, so many, over 1,000 years ago, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was today, entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, making tayari for Hajj, making tawaf al-Qudum, etc. The ashiq and the person who loves Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart should be going out of there. Reading the seerat and the fazail of Hajj, as the Shaykh had mentioned also in his kitab, fazail of Hajj, the Hajjatul Wada'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read this kitab. Hazrat says, the more we learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we begin to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find the youngsters of today that they are reading about so called the different players and stars. So they know what kind of hairstyle they have, what kind of pants they are wearing, what kind of tackies they are wearing. So they're falling in love with them. We read about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more and more every day in our homes. Automatically the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into our heart also. And like how the Shaykh mentioned also about that one Murid goes to Baytullah and he returns after Hajj. And the Shaykh asked him, where have you been to? So I went to Baytullah. He said, what did you see there? He said, I saw the house of Allah. He says, well then you should come back by me, sit by me and then go back for Hajj. He says, why? He says, you went to the house of Allah not to see the house of Allah. You had to visit Allah himself. Did you see Allah? I said, I haven't seen Allah. So then the Isra hasn't been made as yet. So I go to the house of Allah, you know, somebody in the house as a guest, you don't go visit the house of the person, you're going to visit the person of the house. So the whole exercise, my dear brothers, of coming to the majlis, of going for Hajj, the days of Hajj also, they read Takbir, Takbir at Tashriq, is to get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maqsood is Allah, that Allah must come into the heart, everything else has to come out of the heart. So they explain this to the Hajj, who goes for Hajj, he should come back imbued with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Shouldn't come back with the love of brand names. Unfortunately the Haji will come back and now because he's wearing a brand name taki or because some jewelry is held on the hands of the Masturat, that's a Haji, she came back from Hajj now. Or he came back from Hajj because there is some brand names found in those areas. Should come back now with his heart filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should come in the heart of a person to recognize my Allah, who my Allah is. That Allah is everything to me. Sitting in the Haram of Makkah, Medina, Munawara. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi wrote a beautiful kitab, At-Tariqu ila al-Madina, that the path to Medina, Munawara. Most beautiful kitab for every person to read. They dwell in the hearts of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they see in these places, Mubarak places. So what is the reality of things Allah ta'ala give us and remove the deceptions from our eyes. That you see things in reality. So what our life is for. So that they say every majlis that make the need of your life. The need of my life is to please Allah. فَأَيُّهَا النَّاسَ بُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ The ibadat of Allah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sheikh Abu Hassan al-Nadi rahmatullahi says that sitting in the Haram of Medina Munawwara, he said, I am a historian and my heart goes back in time automatically and I tie up the past to the present. So I am sitting there, the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in his imaginary eye of his mind, he says something catches my eye from Babi Jibreel. And he sees a group of people walking in. His imagination. He's a scholar, alim of deen. He's a historian. He says, I see a group of people walking in. They come to the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They look like very pious people. And one person is pushed forward among the group of people. And he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi of Allah, I've come to thank you. I've come to thank you that just on the chapter of fiqh, Masla Masail, O Nabi of Allah, that one aspect of your life, that this entire group and millions after them have gained Jannah, just studying fiqh only. The Shaykh Abu al-Hassan, al-Nabi rahmatullah alayhi, in that imagination of his, now he says, I asked the doorkeeper, who's these people? He said, don't you recognize the person in front? He says, no. He says, Nu'man bin Thabit, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. And with him are the galaxy of the fuqaha. They have come to thank Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for fiqh only. They say, another group walks in. Look, even more beautiful, marvelous looking men. And they come in front. One person is pushed forward. And he makes salat and salam. And he thanks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just for the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many millions have gained Jannah and salvation through ahadith only. Whether it be studying the ruwat and narrators, whether it be studying the mutun and the text of the hadith. Just one chapter of hadith. Then he asked the doorkeeper, who is this? Don't you know him? Don't you recognize him? He says, I know the features, I've read about him, but I can't place him. So that is Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. He has come with the galaxy of muhaddithin. One group comes in, the Lughawiyin. They were masters just in lughat and the words of the Arabic, mufassirin. Then he sees a group of masturat and ladies walking. And they come before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, that before you came, you were regarded as subhumans. You give us izzat. We have no right to any property. We have no right to inheritance. O Nabi of Allah, you gave us honor, izzat, you raised us. You made us mothers of the ummah. You said jannat under our feet. What maqam you gave us. They have come just to thank you. Said, who is that? Rabia Basriya and all human of the ummah. They come to thank Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We understand, my dear brothers, sitting by the feet of our Shaykh, what is in their heart, what they see in these beautiful places, then these few days that we have left to the Nazar al Hijjah and thereafter, how we'll engage ourselves in ibadah, how we'll push ourselves. And to make Allah our maqsood, right now with all this virus and pandemic around us, that we feel in our minute minds myself, that Allah must be so busy right now, taking care of everything. Too much on the social media. Allah is nothing. وَلَا يَؤُذُوا حِفْظُهُمَا Protection of the skies and the earth. Don't tell you Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to rise above this, my dear brothers. Like how we find our pious people and our Hazrat wala. Nothing deters them. Hata is absolutely at salim, qalb salim. At peace, because you know Allah is controlling everything. That iman yaqeed has to come into our heart. That the Rabb of the Kaaba Sharif is controlling everything. Was controlling, is controlling, will control. And Allah loves to be praised. In the Kitab Asma'ul Husna, only Musa Kaji has translated a beautiful Kitab, just on Allah. Allah's name is such also, nobody has a right to use the name Allah. There is a name for our Allah. Other religions also, they say God. Our deen of Islam, we say Allah. We don't say God. Even Fir'aun, when he said also, claiming to be the Supreme Master, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى He said, I am your Rabb. It is I am Allah. Even Namrud also couldn't say I am Allah. But only the name of Allah, and you say that is the, what do you say, the most heaviest ism, noun, in the entire universe, the name of Allah. And all the attributes of Allah, we find the 99 names of Allah, all these sifat put together are found in the name of just Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And they say that weaklings and sinners like myself are allowed to take the name of Allah whenever we want to. Whether in wudu, whether we want to sleep, we say, how you forget Allah so quickly? May Allah give us the tawfiq sitting at the feet of our Shaykh to understand and to learn what it is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the azmat. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Last night I was asking Hazrat Wala that when it comes to bayans you're listening nowadays, there are so many other bayans we are listening about, the sensational bayans. People are speaking about Dajjal and he's coming soon. The people are so excited that maybe you want to meet him also. That you will be part of it, maybe like one big show it will be, that I'll be part of it. One of the actors maybe of it. But whether we'll be able to stand our ground, Allah knows best. So say, Hazrat, when Hazrat gives bayan, this is the bayan for the time. Should understand now, when our Hazrat, and our Hazrat is giving bayan, this is pertinent right now, what Allah Ta'ala wants to be heard right now in the world. So in the tafsir of Surah Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala explains, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ, that إِنَّ verily it is upon us our responsibility. جَمْعَهُ جَمْعَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْحُفَّاظِ, Allah Ta'ala, our responsibility to preserve, to put the Qur'an together in the hearts of the Huffaz. It's our responsibility. How we will put it? It's amazing. When Mazhar Sahib says, you take the little half-year boy behind the Qur'an, and you take an MRI scan or CAT scan, whatever it may be, you only find one letter of Qur'an Sharif in the entire body. Where is it preserved? Where is he calling it from? Sometimes he's stuck, and he says, hold on, wait. And then he looks up a little bit, and it just comes. Where is it coming from? Allah's khazana. Allah has preserved it. He says, so Allah Ta'ala says, our responsibility. وَقُرْآنَ and تَلَاوَةُ Quran upon the tongues of the Qurra. Allah will use the Qurra, the Qaris, to preserve the different dialects of the Qirat of Qur'an Sharif. Allah says, it is my responsibility when it comes to Huffaz, when it comes to Qurra, I will choose those hearts. Like how Allah Ta'ala chose the heart of Sahaba radiallahu anhum for the suhbat and companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will choose those hearts to preserve Qur'an Sharif. The desired parents should understand also, when my son is reading Qur'an at night in the house, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his qalam, with his pen, are writing the lines of Qur'an on the boy's heart. The morning he comes, the night before he didn't know the page. Comes in the morning with Ambarawi Sabak, giving Sabak, where he got it from? Last night it was happening at home. That is why in those homes, how can there be TV and haram things? That boy said, let me Qur'an Sharif in the house. So Allah Ta'ala say, my responsibility to preserve Qur'an in the hearts of the Huffaz. It is my responsibility to make tilawat preserve the dialects of the Qur'an Sharif on the tongues of the Qurra. Thumma inna alayna bayana. Thumma in Arabic we know comes to show a delay. Thumma, the delay. That means now that with the delaying of time in every zamana, alayna bayana, it is our responsibility to make bayan of Qur'an, to explain Qur'an Sharif. So we will first even explain that in every zamana, because of thumma, the whole thing is found in the word, thumma, that in every zamana and period of time, Allah Ta'ala will create those ulama that will speak the bayan of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala wants to come in the ummah. Allah will put upon their tongues because of their hearts being so pure. There's no sensationalism in it. To the Allah Ta'ala wants. Simple, to the point, and yaqeen upon Allah, tawakkul upon Allah, a'mal that will bring the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In every zamana, Allah Ta'ala will produce men like that. And when Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned also, whose bayan do we listen to? Sometimes you have a foreign speaker, is there a very nice twang maybe, is there a nice accent the way he's speaking, it captures the heart. But we have ulama ikram for 30, 40 years, 50 years in our country, have telling us that the haqq, and brought us to a level now we can understand, and now we abandon their bayan to something which is fancy. He says, who do we follow? He says, when it comes to Yasin Sharif, Allah Ta'ala sends those Anbiya alayhim salatu salam. Fa'azazna bithalith. People be like them, didn't believe in them. So Allah Ta'ala sent a third Nabi to back him up. Then two people didn't believe. So a local person came. Aja'a rajulun min aqsa al-manilad yas'a. Local person came who was learned. He told him, ittabi'u al-mursaleen. That you'll follow this Anbiya alayhim salatu salam. They say when it comes to us also, we have our sheikh, we have our ulama ikram, we follow them. If they say listen to this bayan, then we listen to it. If they don't listen, we don't listen. Even though it might sound nice, it might be haqq also. Mr. Mahmoud Sahib, you say, rahmatullah alayh, when you listen to the bayan of a person or you read his kitab, is that coming from his tongue? That ink is flowing from his heart. That bayan is coming from the heart, which affect your heart and capture your heart. They say we give our hearts only to our sheikh. Hazrat says also, if you're sitting now, you're not by your sheikh. For example, our ustaz were in Durban. He says, you're sitting in the Jummah Bayan. For you could sit in your Bayan. He says, you make me yet sitting in the Bayan. That whatever the speaker is saying, is actually my Hazrat's teaching on the speaker's tongue. Although I'm sitting there now, the speaker is speaking, but it's coming from my Hazrat. So my aqidat, my belief, my muhabbat will increase for my Shaykh. And that is my Islah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.